Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast this Monday morning. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. The Delta variant of coronavirus, or the B1.617.2 variant first identified in India, is about 40% more transmissible than the Alpha or so-called Kent variant of concern, making unlocking plans in UK set for June 21st more difficult. UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock attributed the recent rise in coronavirus infections in the country to the spread of Delta variant. China has authorized the emergency use of CoronaVac, a COVID-19 vaccine manufactured by Chinese firm Sinovac, for children aged between 3 and 17 years, Sinovac chairman said. Sinovac has finished the phase 1 and 2 clinical research stage involving several hundred volunteers in this age group, which has proved that the vaccine is as safe and efficient as it is for adults. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Saturday called for leaders of the group of seven rich nations to make a commitment to vaccinate the entire world against COVID-19 by the end of 2022 when they meet in Britain next week. Johnson will host the first in-person summit in almost 2 years of G7 leaders. 197 Communications Limited, parent company of online payments app Paytm, is set to extend Rs 743 crore funding to two companies owned by founder Vijay Shekhar Sharma. This development comes ahead of the $3 billion IPO planned later this year. The proposal will be put to vote at the company's annual meeting on June 30th. The historic pact inked by G7, a group of the world's richest nations, to back a minimum global corporation tax rate of at least 15% will benefit India, as the effective domestic tax rate is above the threshold and the country would continue to attract investment, as per tax experts. The group of seven on Saturday reached a landmark deal to close cross-border tax loopholes used by some of the world's biggest companies. The Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, in collaboration with Hyderabad-based Laxai Life Sciences Private Limited, has initiated phase 2 clinical trials of the drug niclosamide for treatment of COVID-19. Niclosamide has been extensively used in the past for treatment of tapeworm infection in adults as well as children. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Goodbye for now.